So continuing with our article on the Zapatistas from the recent issue of Slingshot. So the speaker from the clandestine committee is not interested in talking about the glory of fighting. The speaker wants to talk about life, the glory of creating something new for the children. That's what we need to be focused on. That's what power doesn't want us focused on. And the last piece of their focus was resolving conflicts with each other. And that ties directly into our discussions of making what we do agent-proof. Continuing. Then the music starts, and the basketball court and beyond becomes a dance floor. The Zapatistas don't drink alcohol. This was a controversial decision that was pushed through by Zapatista women, partly because of alcohol's associations with violence and sexual assault. In this crowd of over 1,000, I see no conflicts all night, and I'm amazed at how giddy and ridiculous I feel without alcohol, how light I feel without having to fend off drunken guys. There are still hundreds of couples dancing when the last band wraps up at 3 a.m. In between dancing, people eat and drink coffee. Zapatistas are used to foreigners coming through, and they're comfortable and confident talking. The ones I spoke to had absolutely no interest in our demonstrations, our revolts, our publications. All they ask me is, and what food projects do you have? And what of the education of your children? They are not incredibly impressed by my replies. I think about the difference between the Zapatistas and radical folks in the U.S. Radical rhetoric and imagery from anti-government folks usually focus on the glory of resistance and struggle, crowds in the street and cop cars on fire as the important thing, the exciting thing. In contrast, Zapatistas see the real work, the important thing, as growing their own food, raising their children, living together. They are willing to engage in armed struggle to defend this autonomy from a government they feel has no legitimacy. But that's not what they want to devote their energy toward. Their autonomy is due both to their own unbending will and international pressure that keeps the Mexican military from slaughtering them wholesale. The Zapatistas are alive and well. I can't copy them, as I am not and can never be tied to a piece of land in the way they are. And I wouldn't want to, as I'm lazy. And the thought of being so enmeshed with my extended family makes me nauseous. And that's, unquote, that's from Wolverine Declare. Alive and Well, A Visit to Zapatista Territory, from the fall 2015 edition of Slingshot. The challenge we face is not lack of courage, but lack of certainty. Certainty is what we get when we recover the self that is authentic, which is why Alice Miller, her deepest argument that child rearing underclass is totalitarian, is suppressed, and why it's important we incorporate her into our discussions, into our new education that we design for each other. The guidance just received from our sister and brother Zapatistas via Wolverine, and props to Wolverine for capturing, consciously and otherwise, and so succinctly, the most relevant issues that we need to be thinking about for designing our martial arts practice for this current challenge we face as a global humanity. Props to you, Wolverine. The guidance just received would be to include in our practice self-sufficiency provision, education redesign, reclaiming our bodies, not relinquishing our children, securing international support and co-planning, i.e. they model our path forward and allow us to understand why such mobilizations as the Black Panthers and MOVE and the Occupy movement have from the perspective of power to be destroyed. But what of Wolverine's last point, that she is a traveler, that she wants no constraints on her? That must be incorporated too. That is our future. No coercion.